We have come into this house to gather in his name and worship him. Worship him, Christ our Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Worship him, Christ our Lord. We are going to lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Worship him, Christ our Lord. Welcome to Let's Do a Radio Third Sunday Service, March the 20th, 2022. Time is just going by so fast. This was a month ago when Reverend Carolyn spoke before. I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisaku Designs. And we are broadcasting to you, our worldwide listeners. I am not sure what you've come to do, but I've come to praise his holy name. And as we praise his holy name, let's give Reverend Carolyn Williamson, if I can get this right now, of Yakima, Washington, a spiritual round of applause as she comes on and gives us a greeting. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know why this doesn't want to act right. Never does this number.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. So go ahead and greet us, Reverend Carolyn, and we'll have a song by you after you greet us, and then we'll have an invocational prayer and scripture by Brother Chuck Yarbrough.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening, Radio
Amen.
Land. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we shall
Amen.
Rejoice and be glad in it. As a matter of fact, be exceedingly
yes.
glad, because great
yes,
is our reward
yes.
in the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for this time to come together to
mm-hmm.
worship him, to lift up holy hands, to forget about ourselves, and concentrate on him, because he is sure enough good. Glory to God. He
yes,
is worth,
so
hallelujah, concentrating on. He is worth lifting up our holy hands. He is worth forget about ourselves. So I thank God for this time to come on
yes.
Talk radio to lift up Jesus. And I hope and pray that everybody in Talk Radio land is ready to lift him up, because if he be lifted, bless the Lord, oh
yes.
my soul. He
draw,
said he'll do the
man.
Drawing. So
yes.
we give him praise. I thank
yes.
God. I
yes.
thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Have come into this house, gathered
yes,
in
we
name have. To worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. Yeah, yeah. We have come
yeah.
into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him. Oh, yeah. Let us forget about ourselves and concentrate
yeah.
on him and worship him. Oh, yeah. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate
yes.
on him and
yes.
worship him. Yeah.
him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes.
Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate
uh-huh.
on him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus
yes.
Christ our Lord.
Uh-huh.
One more thing I want to tell mm-hmm. you this evening. Let us lift up holy hands, yeah, and magnify
yes.
his name and worship him. Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name name and worship him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, my Lord, yeah. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and
yeah,
worship
magnify
Christ
him,
our Lord. Oh, worship him. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
worship
yeah
him.
Jesus
yeah
Christ, our Lord. Oh, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Oh, my Lord, let us worship him. He's worthy.
Come on now.
Jesus Christ,
yes,
our Lord. Let
yes
us forget about ourselves. Let us concentrate on him. Let us lift up holy hands and worship
yes, yes, yes
him. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
All right.
Thank
now
you, Jesus.
All right now. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes,
woo,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. 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 Woo. Amen. Amen. Yes. 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 Brother Yarbrough.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalm 19:7-14. If you are able, please stand in the reading of the word of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, they are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, more fine than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me, then I will be blameless. I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Father,
yes,
we thank
yes
you for today, Lord. We thank you that we're gathering here on the radio, internet, Father,
yes,
in your name,
yes,
Lord. Just as Pastor Carol as she ministers to the body, here, Father, speak through here. The Spirit speaks through here, Lord. We also ask your continued blessings on the church and the brothers and sisters in Ukraine and Russia both, that you just
yes
pour out your
yes
spirit on these brothers and sisters, Lord, as
yes
they're in
yes
turmoil and trouble in a time
mm-hmm
of war. Protect them, Father. Let the whole country
yes
of Ukraine go to its knees and
yes
say, Lord, save us. And then you do that, Father.
Please,
we pray
Lord
for repentance
hallelujah
of Putin, that he would repent. And if he doesn't repent, Lord,
yes,
you remove
Lord
him from office, Father.
Huh.
Just bring
yes
your,
Lord,
just take this war, this terrible war, and turn it to great glory for you, Lord.
Yes, God.
We ask
hallelujah
these things in your son's name, Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
glory
yes
to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. We're going to have us a treat today. Yes, we are. Yes,
amen
we are.
Thank you, Lord.
We are going to have Reverend Carolyn Williamson, and she is definitely a woman of God and has been in the ministry over 30 years. So you know she's a woman of God, and she goes everywhere out into the community, and she ministers to people in jail, prisons, nursing homes, grocery stores, homeless shelters, elevators, next to their cars, on the phone, anywhere her feet will take her. Her voice can be heard because she will say, can we bow in prayer? And she will right there minister to you. Even when she speaks on the phone, she ministers. And I know Reverend Williamson can sing because you heard her sing this a few minutes ago. And she keeps a song in her heart and on her lips. And she's just a lovely person. I just love her. But her heart's desire is to love God's people and have his people reconciled back to him. Lastly, I can say she is spirit-filled because sometimes she has to pull over. When we be having church, she has to pull. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but she has to pull over because she gets happy. I don't know if she gets out of her car
amen
and walks up and down the near the road and stuff, but she has to push it. I have to pull over because I'm getting ready to get happy. So I just
ooh,
want you all to receive her by lifting your hands, and I know she's going to bring us the living word of God because that is what she does. She don't know no different. She's going to tell you the truth, the T-R-U-F, the truth.
Yes.
Nothing but the truth. So help you, God, and help
Amen.
Everybody else. So I don't know if she wants to sing another song, but after she sings a song or comes to us how she may, I want you to receive her with open arms, open minds, and open hearts, and just lift her up in prayer and keep praying and keep praying and keep praying that she delivers God's word. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This song just says that there is beauty in your brokenness. Hallelujah. God has to break us, glory to God, in order for us to mold, for him to mold us into his likeness to do what he would have us to do. But knowing that once we're broken, hallelujah, we shall come forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we will shine like God, hallelujah, intended for us to shine.
Yes.
And it's all for his glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's beauty in our brokenness. Yes, I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though he captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in your brokenness. You can have true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though he captured you. You can have joy, instead of mourning. Cause he'll give you joy, down deep in your soul. Down deep in your soul, down deep in your soul. He'll give you so much joy. Down deep in your soul, down deep in your soul. Down deep in your soul, he gives me joy. Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, way down deep in my soul. The Lord gives me so much joy. Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. Way down deep in my soul. I never felt so free. Caught in his love for me. I never been more secure. Knowing his heart. I never felt so sure. Caught in his love for me. I never been more secure. Knowing his heart. Cause he'll give you joy. Down deep in your soul. Down deep in your soul. Way down deep in your soul. The Lord can give you so much joy. Down deep in your soul. Way down deep in your soul. He'll give you, joy down deep in your soul, way down deep in your soul. Can't nobody give you joy like Jesus. He'll give you, he'll give you joy down deep in your soul. Way down deep in your soul. Way down deep in your soul. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know,
Amen.
We sing this song that says, this joy that I have, glory to God, that the world didn't give it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And the world can't take it away. Glory to God. When the Lord gives you joy, it does not matter your obstacles. It does not matter who tries to hinder you. It does not matter who tries to stop you, try to block you. Ooh, glory to God. God will do what he says that he will do. Glory to God. So I'm not going to prolong the time. I just want to talk to us for a few moments. Hallelujah. About getting the victory. Hallelujah. Getting the victory. Hallelujah. You know, I have to share this testimony because it seemed like when I sought out, shall I say, when I answered the call of the Lord, the enemy was hot on my track. And how many of you know that the enemy When you're out to do what God will have you to do, the enemy is on your track and he's on your back. Glory to God. And he's been on mine all week long. But I can say this much. He thought he had me, but I got away. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All right.
I want to call your attention to the scripture in Matthew chapter 4. Glory to God. And we're probably all familiar with this chapter, with this text. It deals with the temptations of Jesus. But I'm not going to read from 1 through 11, but I'm going to read verses 10 and 11. Glory to God. Matthew 4, 10 and 11. Hallelujah. And the scripture reads thus far. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, glory to God, thou shalt not thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only shall thou serve. Hallelujah. So I want to use for a thought today of getting a victory, hallelujah, over the devil. Glory to God. That devil, he's always on his job. Hallelujah. He's always trying to hinder, always trying to stop, always trying to block. Glory to God. But we as the people of God, we need to know that in this day and time, many temptations is going to come our way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, and especially, especially when you purpose in your heart to do what God would have of you to do. The devil is trying to stop, trying to block. He's trying to hinder. But we need to know today that, hallelujah, Philippians 1:6, that if he begins that good work in you, bless the Lord, hallelujah, he's going to finish it. Glory to God. I wish somebody would get it in their spirit that he's going to finish it, because you get victory over the works of the devil. Yeah. Hallelujah. The devil will tempt us in all kinds of ways. But you know what? Hallelujah. Yeah. He wants to see that if we believe in whom we say we believe in, he wants to know if we believe what we say. See, we say we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who suffered and died at Calvary's cross for our sins. And soon as the enemy rise up to attack us and try to stop us and block us, we easily get discouraged. But I want to encourage somebody here tonight, glory to God, that victory is yours. Glory to God. You can walk in victory. Hallelujah. You can talk in victory. You can live in victory. In this text, glory to God, Jesus is our perfect example as to how to get victory over the temptations of the devil. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm so glad that I have an example that has shown us how we can overcome the devil's temptation. Glory to God. And so here in the text, Jesus, let me give you a little backdrop history. Glory to God. Jesus had just got through being baptized by John the Baptist. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord ascended upon him. God says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Mm-hmm. You and I need to know tonight, glory to God, that the moment we get saved, or the moment we got saved, we became a child of God. We are his beloved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you say yes to the Lord, the enemy wants to stop. He wants to block. He wants to hinder, but all glory to God. Look, we look at Jesus here in his temptation, and he shows us how to get victory. The Bible says that, hallelujah, after God had said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, the Spirit of the Lord led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted. How many of you know you're going to be tempted of the devil? Glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Definitely.
We can't go through this life without experiencing temptation, without experiencing opposition, without the devil trying to hinder. Hallelujah. We know the scripture said that the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's trying to do everything he can that the will of God, that the ways of God, that the kingdom of God will not come love to fruition. But how many of you know that the devil is a liar? Glory to God. I'm trying to tell somebody tonight, glory to God, we can overcome this temptation of the devil. We can get victory over the temptation of the devil. The Bible says that Jesus was tempted of the devil after he had fasted 40 days and nights. And you know, I thought about it. Some of us, we set out to fast because we want to see God do miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Yes, we want to walk in that calling that God has called us. He's called some to healing ministry. He's called some to deliverance ministry. Hallelujah. He's called some to teaching and preaching ministry. Pastor, he's called us as his children to places in ministry. But the devil does not want you to walk in what God would have you to walk in. And when you set out to fast, I don't care if it's one day, hallelujah, the devil will get in the midst of that day and get you distracted and cause you to get hungry for chocolate and hungry for wanting coffee and wanting all these things. But I'm so glad, glory to God, that Jesus is teaching you and I tonight, glory to God, how to overcome the temptation, how to get victory over the devil. Hallelujah. Jesus showed the devil that he didn't have any victory. We got to start showing the devil that we don't have no victory. I mean, that we have victory over his temptations, over his tactics, over his tricks, and over his scheme. The Bible can encourage us to put on the whole armor, glory to God, hallelujah, of God, that we're able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That tells us that the devil has always got a trick up his sleeve. He's always in his laboratory. He's whipping up something to try to come against the people of God. But if we look to Jesus, glory to God, as the scripture say, who is the author? Ooh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And he is the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. He suffered and he's sitting at the right hand of his Father. He's the soon coming king. But in the meantime, you and I are still here. And we've got to overcome this devil's tactics and his tricks. And so the devil told Jesus in the text, he said, if you be the Son of God, let me tell you something. The devil is saying, if you be who you say you are, if you say you're Reverend Williamson, you say that you're Sister Inez, you say you're Brother Chuck, you say you're Pastor Carolyn, you say that you're who you are, but let me try you out and see what you're going to do as I try you out. So if you're the child of God, then this is what I want you to do. You're on a fast, but go ahead on and eat. The devil is a liar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He tells Jesus, he asks Jesus, he commands Jesus to turn these stones into bread. And I like this part. I like this part because Jesus answered him and said, it is written. You know, it's important that we as the people of God know what is written. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Because we can't fight this devil if we don't know what God's word says. Hallelujah. The word of God is our weapon. Hallelujah. It is our weapon. Yes. Strong tower for us to run into. I'm just trying to encourage us tonight, glory to God, how to overcome. Look at your neighbor and just tell somebody, I'm an overcomer. Glory to God. I get victory over the works of the devil. Glory. Because I'm looking to Jesus. And Jesus said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, hallelujah, that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Let me tell you something. Jesus quoted that from Deuteronomy 8 and 3, when the children of Israel was in the wilderness, God sent them through the wilderness so that he could test them and prove them and see if their allegiance is to him. And he tells them that you cannot. I'm going to give you some manna. I'm going to rain down manna from heaven. But that manna would only sustain you for a little while. How many of you know that the bread, the food that we eat, it only sustains us for just a little while. But Jesus, God told the children of Israel, said you cannot live by bread alone, but it's every word that proceeded out of my mouth that causes man to have life. How many of you know that we can't live without the word of God? As a matter of fact, Acts 17 and 28, 8 said, it's in him that we live. Come on, somebody. It's in him that we move, and it is in him that we have Proverbs, which says that we're nothing without the master. We can't live without him. And so Jesus tells Satan that every word that comes from my father's mouth is what man is to live by. And I thought about that. I thought about the fact that some of us need to get our diet right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we find ourselves and we're eating everything, and we're going out to eat, and we eat cake and pie, but when it comes to the word of God, we neglect to eat the word of God. But Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell us tonight, hallelujah, that we can get victory over the devil by knowing what the word of God said.
Uh-huh.
And then Satan didn't stop right there. How many of you know when he tempts you once, he don't stop. He got to come
sure
back
don't.
Again. He going to keep on coming back. But I've made up in my mind that the more he comes back, the more I'm going to be praying, the more I'm going to be speaking and proclaiming the word of God. Because I refuse to let him get victory in my life. I heard a songwriter say, victory, victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, the Lord will fight my battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. I'm trying to tell us tonight that we got victory. We can overcome because we see Jesus. Because the word of the Lord says in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, it says there's no temptation that is common to man. See, all that we're going through, we're used to it. It's natural stuff. But I'm so glad that God is faithful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God is faithful? Just like he was faithful with Jesus being tempted. He's faithful with you and I when we're being tempted. And the scripture says that he is faithful, that he'll make an escape for us. Hallelujah. He'll make it where we're able to bear that temptation. So we're without excuse, knowing what the word of the Lord says and speaking what the word of the Lord says and knowing that God is faithful. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. He's faithful to open up a door. But the devil, he didn't stop there. He said, I got to take him to the holy city, and I got to set him up on a pinnacle so he can look down and see everything. And then the devil said to him, if you're who you say you are, if you're the son of God, just cast yourself down. And Jesus always came back with, it is written, glory to God. You and I, hallelujah, as children of God, as men and women of God, servants of God, we must always come back with the, it is written when a Satan is tempting us. We've got to know what God's word says. I'm reminded that James 1 and 2, he said, count it all joy. Ooh, glory. Ooh, glory. He said, count it all joy. When you go through diverse temptation, that's many temptations. See, Satan's got many temptations. He's got many tricks up his bag. He's got many schemes. But you and I, we get the victory. No matter what he come up with, we got the victory because we can declare the word of the Lord. We can decree the word of the Lord because the word of the Lord is true. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, if we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Yeah, he might flee, but he's coming back because he's determined to stop you and block you, just like he was determined to stop Jesus from fulfilling his God-given ministry. He was meaning to stop Jesus from going forth and doing what his father would have of him to do. He had a made-up mind that if I could stop Jesus, then I know I could stop Sister Inez. If I could stop Jesus, I know I could stop Brother Chuck. If I could stop Jesus, I know I could stop Reverend Williams. If I could stop Jesus, then I know I could stop Pastor Carolyn. If I could just stop Jesus, if I could just hinder him, if I could just make him look at his physical needs, see, because he's hungry right now. He's been fasting for 40 days, and he's real hungry. So if I could just put the right thing before him, and he will look at what he really needs, and instead of looking at what God's will is, then I can hinder the kingdom of God. But I'm so glad, glory to God. I'm so glad that Jesus, hallelujah, he set the example for us. He told us, he showed us how to resist that devil, and the devil would go on by itself. Hallelujah. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, he encourages you and I to stand fast, In other words, don't be moved. Don't be moved, hallelujah, by the works of the devil. Don't be moved by the works of the enemy. Don't be moved by his tricks and his cunnery. He said, but hold on to the word of God. Whatever you've been taught, whatever you've learned, whatever you studied, whatever you meditated on, hallelujah, whatever you pondered on, he said, hold on to it, because it'll get you victory over the word of the devil. It'll get you victory over the tricks of the devil. And so Jesus, Satan said, I can't stop right there. I got to try him three times. I got to try him three times. Maybe this time I'll get him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so he told Jesus, he said, if you be the Son of God, just cast yourself down and hit your foot against the stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written. It is written. It is written that you should not tempt the Lord of God, the Lord thy God. Let me tell you, we can be tempted, but Satan can't tempt God. Glory to God. He can't mess with God. Hallelujah. He can't come against God. He got kicked out of heaven with some of his angels. Hallelujah. And so he cannot stand against God. But I want to tell you tonight that the blood of Jesus is against Satan. Glory to God. I'm reading the word that there's no weapon formed against the people of God that's going to prosper. Glory to God. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to tell somebody. I'm making my mind that I'm going to walk in victory, because victory is mine. As long as I keep my focus on Jesus and realize what his word say and proclaim what his word say, then I've got the victory. You got the victory. First John 4 and 4 says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We know that we have victory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Because Jesus on the inside of us. But not only that, I heard Isaiah said that God's word shall not return unto him void, but that it shall prosper. It shall accomplish that which he sent. See, he sent his word that it'll heal. He sent his word that it'll save. He sent his word that it will deliver. It sent his word that he'll give joy. He sent his word that he'll give you peace. And surprise us all understanding. Jesus, speak of a joy. I'm talking about getting victory over the devil. See, you got to have joy in getting victory over the devil. You got to have peace in getting victory over the devil. Hallelujah. Because I found out that God is not a man that he should lie. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. He can't lie. Whatever he says, he'll make good of it. I know that he can't lie. He make good of everything that he says. And let me just tell you that Jesus was tempted three times by this old devil. And the last time, Jesus had to tell him, you get thee behind me, Satan. You get thee, get thee. We need to take authority over the works of the devil by telling him that it is written, whatever the word of the Lord says. We speak the word of the Lord in our situations, in our circumstances, over our health, over our lives, over everything that concerns us, because the devil thought he had Jesus one day. Glory to God. Oh, he thought he had him when he beat him, when he led him to the cross, when he hung him up there. He thought it was all over. But I'm so glad tonight that it wasn't all over. He said, oh, damn, where's your thing, oh, grave? Where's your victory that says that he got up out of that grave? And so because he got up, You and I, glory to God, we can get up and walk in victory. We can overcome the works of the devil. Oh, my God. So we tell Satan, you ain't got no victory. Well, let me tell you something tonight. Hallelujah. When you make up in your mind, that you're going to walk in victory, that you're going to look at Jesus, who is your example. Mm-hmm. And if Jesus can overcome the devil, oh, we can overcome the devil. Yeah. Because he's giving us the Holy Ghost and power. He's giving us power. Power. There's power in the word of God. So we can stand. So we can speak the word of God. Oh, my God. So when we're walking in victory, we're continuing to let our light shine. We're continuing to let our light shine because we want everybody to see Jesus. Hallelujah. We want everybody to know that we're walking in victory. Because Jesus taught us how to get victory. When the devil tempted him, he told Satan, he said, it is written, Satan. Oh, it is written. And we can tell Satan, it is written. Because Jesus said that we cannot live by bread alone, but we live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And so we continue to let our light shine in Jesus. We continue, oh my God, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Glory to God. I'm talking about victory living. I'm talking about victory, victory, victory. And when you know that you got victory by speaking the word, by looking to Jesus, you can go in the highways and the byways. You can continue to compel people, men, women, boys, and girls, to come to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. And when somebody asks you where your hope lies, you could tell them, my hope lies in Jesus, the Son of God, Mary's baby, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley. The mighty counselor, the Prince of Peace. He is the Alpha and he's the Omega. He is the beginning and he's the end. I'm trying to tell somebody tonight, you can get victory in your living. You can get victory over the works of the devil. You can overcome his temptation, because all we need to do is continue in the works of the Lord. Oh, my Lord, we got to continue to be steadfast and unmovable. Continue in the works of the Lord. Know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, Jesus, even in the midst of him being tempted three times by the devil, and he telling the devil what is written. He continued to pass the test. Will you pass the test? We got to pass the test because we got great works to do to advance the kingdom of God. We got to go and compel men and women to come to Jesus while they have a chance. And so Jesus, when the devil left him, the Bible said Jesus started his ministry, and he began to tell them to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I'm trying to tell somebody, we got great works to do to advance this kingdom, and we can overcome the works of the devil. We got victory because Jesus shows us how to get victory. He shows us that victory is ours. And so as we go about doing the works of the Lord, as we see Jesus going about ministering, hallelujah, he healed the sick. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. He raised the dead. Glory to God. He opened up blinded eyes. Hallelujah. He caused the lame to walk. Is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for him. But I'm reminded, after Jesus' temptation, he said, I'm not here to do my will. No. But I'm here to do my Father's will. He said, I came to seek and to save. Hallelujah. I came to seek and save those who are lost. Yeah. Oh, my God. He said those that are well don't need a physician, but those that are sick, they need a physician. And so I come for them. But he had to overcome the temptation in order to do his Father's will. He said, my need is to do the will of my Father. Glory to God. He said, I must finish. I must do my Father's will, and I must finish my Father's will. See, you and I, even in the midst of temptation, even in the midst of trials and tribulation, we still got to pass and overcome these tactics of the devil so that we can do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that we can go and tell others, hallelujah, that we serve a living God and that he loves in spite of our shortcomings. So the Bible says, for God so loved the world, hallelujah, that he gave only begotten son, that whoever you are, whoever you are, if you just believe on him, you shall not perish but have everlasting life. See, Jesus had to do his ministry. He had to pass the test. He had to overcome the temptation. He had to get victory over the devil in order for him to do his Father's will. Well, let me tell you tonight that you and I got to overcome the temptation. Yeah. You and I got to get victory. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, over the temptation, because we got to do our Father's will, but we got to speak the word of the Lord when the devil comes against us. We tell Satan what is written, hallelujah. We tell him what the word of the Lord says, and the word of the Lord says that we are overcomers, glory to God. The word God says, hallelujah, that we are overcomers by the him that loved us and gave himself for us. The word of the Lord says, hallelujah, that Jesus is coming back again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, one day we'll all, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm trying to tell us that we got victory when we proclaim the word of God. I don't care what's going on in our world. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I don't care what's going on. Yeah. All over the world in our lives. We have to declare the word of God and say, we got victory over our children. Victory. They will not die, but they will live and declare the works and the goodness of the Lord. We will not die, but we will live and declare the works of the Lord, because somebody needs to know Jesus in this day and time. Jeez. And we've got the answer. Yeah. We've got the answer. But as we overcome, the temptations of the devil, as we walk in victory, hallelujah, as we declare what is written, glory to God, as we speak what is written, Satan can't stay around what is written. Ooh, bless the Lord. He can't handle what is written. He don't like what is written, because he know that one day, even though Jesus died, but Jesus got up again, hallelujah, and Jesus showed himself to over 500 people, and he told them, unless I go to the Father, the Holy Spirit cannot come, but when the Holy Ghost come upon you, hallelujah, he will empower you, glory to God, he will empower you to speak what is written, he will empower you to stand over the works of the devil. He will empower you to tell Satan, get thee behind me, Satan, because you have no victory. You have no authority over me. You have no authority over the church. You have no authority over the ministry. You have no authority over the things of God. But God gets the glory. So Jesus is sitting at the right hand of his Father. And one day, oh, Lord, he's coming back again. He's coming back again. So in the meantime, as we are speaking what is written, when the devil tempts us, we can tell Satan, we can tell him, oh, Satan, you cannot separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. I've got a made-up mine, that I'm going to keep pressing my way. I ain't going to turn around. I ain't going to give up. I'm not going to throw in the towel. See, what the devil, when he comes and tempts you, he wants to distract you. He wants you to feed your flesh. He wants you to do what's pleasing to you. He wants you to break your allegiance to God. But I want to tell somebody tonight, do not break your allegiance to God. If you made a vow to the Lord, to the Lord our God, keep your vow to God. God will enable you to get victory over the devil by speaking what the word of the Lord says and by standing on the word of the Lord, because God is on your side. Hallelujah. If God be for you, oh my God, who can be against you? Glory to God. I'm talking about what the word of the Lord says. It's the word of the Lord that gives you and I victory. Jesus got victory by speaking what the word of the Lord says. And by him speaking what the word of the Lord God says, he didn't yield to the temptations of the devil. Let me say this tonight. When you and I speak what is written, the devil cannot stand against you and I. He cannot stand against the work of the Lord. He cannot go against it. He's going to keep trying. But we've got to declare the word of the Lord in every circumstance, in every situation, because victory lies. Victory, victory. Jesus gave us victory. And I want to let us know tonight that he's coming back again. And when he comes back, I don't know about nobody. Hallelujah. But I want to hear him say, well done.
Well done.
I want to hear him say, well done. The devil throwed all kinds of tricks at you. He did everything that he could to hinder you from doing the works of the Lord. He did everything that he could to stop you from walking in your divine destiny. See, God has a destiny, a plan for every one of our lives. And the word of the Lord says that Jeremiah 29:11, he said, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have towards you, saith the Lord. And they're a good plan and not an evil one, but to bring you to the expected end, to give you that future. I'm talking about what the word of the Lord. We got to declare what the word of the Lord says, and we'll get victory every time over the devil. And when the Lord come back, he'll say, hallelujah. Yeah. You can hear him say, well done. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done. Ha. Ooh, glory to God. Well done, well done. You didn't give in. Ha. You didn't let the devil's tricks hinder you. Ha. You stayed faithful to me. Ha. You kept on being committed. You kept on being devoted. You kept on being loyal. You kept on loving me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Yeah. You kept on pursuing me. You kept on chasing after me. You kept on panting after me as a deer panted for the water. Yeah. You kept on surrendering your life to me. You kept on praying, you kept on seeking, and because if you seek me, you'll find me. Hallelujah. You kept on doing everything that my word commands of you to do, and you were able to get victory over the devil. Hallelujah. And then we can go out rejoicing, saying, I got the victory. Glory to God. I got the victory. Satan thought he had me, but I got away. Glory to God. We got the victory. We need to know tonight that we can overcome, hallelujah, the temptations of the devil. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is our example as to how to get victory over the works of the devil. Victory is yours. Victory is mine. Keep your allegiance. Yes. Keep your pledge to God. No matter what the devil try to do, and when he comes and try to attack, you tell him what thus saith the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. You tell him what the word of the Lord says. Glory to God. And he'll have to back up every time. Hallelujah. He may go away for a moment, but he's coming back. And that gives you enough time to know some more of what God's word said, because the word of God is our weapon. It's our loaded gun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We fight. The scripture says we don't fight with flesh and blood, But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual wickedness, it's darkness in high places. We got to put on our whole armor so we can stand against the works of the devil. And know without a shadow of a doubt, hallelujah, that victory is ours.
Yeah.
Because we got the we have the greatest example, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's sitting at the right hand of his Father. And he is coming back again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to stand before him one day. And hallelujah, he's going to give us the best report card because we didn't succumb, we didn't surrender, we didn't give in to the works of the devil, but we told the devil what was written in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And we were able to walk away with victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ready for his next attack so we can tell him what is written again. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So that is our word for this evening, hallelujah, that we can overcome the temptation of the enemy. Hallelujah. It's ours. It's ours. Jesus shows us how to get victory over the devil. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Victory.
Yes, Lord.
Victory over.
Yes, Lord.
Getting the victory.
Yes, Lord, thank you, 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 thank you
Jesus. Thank you. Bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Victory is ours.
This is the time where we give an invitation to those that are in radio land to Christian discipleship. Hallelujah. There may be one. Hallelujah. One, two, three, four, five, however many you are that are out there today that has been challenged, inspired, encouraged, and motivated because, hallelujah, we know that the enemy want to stop you from being all that God would have you to be, from stop you from doing all that God would have you to do. But Jesus shows us how to get victory, hallelujah, how to overcome the devil's temptation, hallelujah, by continuing to know what the word, speak the word, and keep our commitment, our allegiance, our pledge to the Lord, hallelujah. If there's one today, hallelujah, I'll lead you in a word of prayer. We can repeat the prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we come tonight. We recognize and realize that we need a Savior. We confess our sins. We ask you forgive us of our sins. We ask, God, that you would come into our hearts, come into our lives, lead us and guide us. Help us to know what is written as we draw close to you, as we seek you. Hallelujah. As we pray unto your name, hallelujah, in your Son Jesus' name, knowing that, hallelujah, he sets the example as to how to get victory. If you've accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, hallelujah, I pray that you contact Do It All Radio, hallelujah, and we'll be in touch with you. We'll walk with you, talk with you, pray with you, keep you encouraged how to continue to get victory, hallelujah, over the temptations of the devil, hallelujah. And I say to you, if you've accepted Christ tonight, welcome to the family. You've accepted, you've become a part of the best family, hallelujah, in the world, the best family, the family of God, because Jesus would come back and he will recognize and he will know that you are his sheep, you are his child, because the word of the Lord said Jesus knows his sheep and they know him and they follow him. So I say welcome to the family, hallelujah, tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is a time for the benediction. Father, we thank you for all that's been said. We thank you for the scripture. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for the message of overcoming
yes.
temptation, getting victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Over the works of the devil, God. As we look to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher
yes.
of our faith, who sets the example how to get the victory. God, we pray that you keep your loving arms around us. We pray that you keep all sickness, evil away. Hallelujah. We pray, dear God, that you would strengthen us in our weak areas.
Yes,
we pray,
yes.
God, that we would continue to draw ever so close to you, Lord God, abiding
ever so.
In your word. Hallelujah. Knowing that our living is
thank
not
you.
In vain. Hallelujah. Help us to be steadfast. Help us to be unmovable, God. Help us to know that, hallelujah, there's a reward that waiteth for all
yes,
of us, your
yes.
children. Help us to know your love.
Yes.
Your love is everlasting.
Thank you.
Glory
thank
to God.
You.
Your mercy, your kindness. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Your compassion faileth not, but your mercy new every morning. So, God, as we dismiss from this radio line, never, ever dismiss
mm-hmm.
us from your presence. And if it be your divine will, oh, God, bring us back at the appointed time. Hallelujah. We will
yes.
continue to give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. In the mighty
amen.
Name of Jesus, I ask and pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Glory
amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We want to thank our callers, our listeners on the line. We have Reverend Carolyn McCullough. We have my ride and die, as I call her, Rhonda from Maryland area. And we also have Sergeant Parks listening on the line, and we want to thank them for listening and want to thank our worldwide Let's Do It Radio listeners. And if you have any questions or want to reach out to anybody as you hear on any of the episodes, you can email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And if you miss any of our episodes, we have episodes on demand. You can go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, and on the right-hand side, you will see the radio icon, and just click on that, and you can look at all the episodes that we've had ever since we started the radio station. So you can go back almost, I think, 3 years, 4 years or so. So there's some good good listening, good preaching, good singing, good services, good, what do you want to call it, good episodes of history, of keeping it real, of just
mm-hmm.
everything, Bible study, what anything you name. We've had a relationship show, so just go back and listen to some of them and, you know, comment
mm-hmm.
on them if you want to. But if, like I said, if you want to, even maybe you might want to even come on the show, you can email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. We'd be happy to speak to you or interview you or talk to you about a show.
Mm-hmm.
This week on Tuesday night, I have Miss, what do I call myself? Miss Inez Says, let's talk about it on Tuesday evening, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. You just gonna have to tune in for the topic because, you know, I start with one topic and we seem to go on different topics. So last
amen.
Week we were starting out with he says, she says, but then we talked
mm-hmm.
about a whole bunch of other things. So if you come on the line, we got maybe you got something to talk about. So let's talk about it. Bring it to the table and let's talk about it. But
amen.
I just want to thank each and every one of you for just tuning in to each and every one of our shows, wherever you are, near and far. You know, so thank you, thank you, thank you. So I want you to just go ahead and I don't know if anybody wants to say anything. Let me open up the lines. Reverend Carolyn, would you like to – Carolyn McCullough, would you like to say anything? The line is open for Sergeant Parks.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'd just like to say thank you, Reverend Carolyn,
mm-hmm.
for that very powerful message. And the one
yes.
thing that I can say to all of us is that the more powerful the ministry, the more powerful
mm-hmm.
the enemy. And so the enemy is always
yes.
after those of us
mm-hmm.
who have committed our lives to the Lord wholeheartedly. But we
mm-hmm.
got
yes.
to do as Jesus did, and that is to give him the word. In the name
mm-hmm.
of Jesus, it is
amen.
So I thank you for that reminder
yes.
today. It was a very timely
mm-hmm.
reminder for me to remember
yes.
that the devil
amen.
Is not
dead. He's still alive and well.
And
he is working in triple overtime trying to grab a hold to those who are committed to Christ.
That's right. In the name of Jesus.
So I thank you for that word today, and thank you for blessing
me. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for your comments. Mr. Parks, I call him Brother Parks, Sergeant Parks, keeping it real. You got anything you'd like to say?
Hey, Reverend Carol, that's a powerful message. You know, we need that today more than we ever needed anything in any part of our life. Everything is going on, the pandemic, the thing and stuff that's happening in Ukraine. People think that don't affect them, but then look at the end of the day, what is taking place. You know, we got the devil reincarnated, living well. Okay.
That's right.
Just going to ride into somebody's country and then kill them, you know, for nothing. You know, the pandemic is on us. Prices of God, fuel, and everything else that you can think of is going up. You know, and if you think you don't need the Lord, then you got another thought coming.
Let's say, you better stay there, brother. Hallelujah.
That's a powerful message, Reverend Carol.
God bless you.
I really appreciate it.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Now, everyone would please bow your heads as I say this prayer. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. Please keep each other in prayer. And, you know, getting the victory is the biggest thing, dear Heavenly Father. So we want to thank you for that powerful word and just staying on guard. And like Jesus said, just get thee behind me, Satan, because you are no good. You're nothing to me. Hallelujah. Get up under my foot, and I'll use you as a footstool. So thank you for that. And please pray for Ukraine, dear Heavenly Father, during this time of war, keep them in your bosom. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen again. Again, we thank Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
Amen.
Next week we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall on the fourth Sunday service. So please join us at the fourth Sunday service. And no telling, I may have some anything going on this week. So we had Bible study last week, so we won't have it this week. And Mr. Parks, he'll have something this week. He always becomes
if you allow me, we're going to have this Thursday. Okay. It's going to be pretty interesting. We got a guy that's going to come on and talk about unity. He's going to talk about coming from a place where that we should all, in every community, you know, we got this Republican and Democratic thing, and this thing that we can't come together to do something and stuff. So he's going to come on from another perspective on how you can get people engaged in your own communities and stuff. You know, he'll be talking about unity, and that is a universal type of unity. And he's going to enlighten us as to some different things that are taking place and some things, some old things, that we need to be talking about. So that's going to be at 6 on 6 Pacific time on Thursday. So everybody is welcome. That's a hearty discussion.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how we can get unity in our own community.
Yeah. Come on.
Unity is the brethren that dwell together in unity.
Yes.
Amen.
Always good.
Amen.
Always good. As they say, all minds clear. All minds clear. Amen. That's what our pastor used to say. All minds clear. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you all again for joining us. Please stay safe and be prayerful and mindful. Amen.
Amen. Good night.